Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is good evening to you and how you be at 6:30 and 35 seconds to go right along with it Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, unit production manager, Peter Hoffman, assistant director, Matt Casey. They're on the other side of the glass, 1-877-337-6666. And we'll take you on a Thursday, 3.5 hour schmooze right up until Chris Moore. Chris coming your way at 10. On your fan, New York City.
Well, Costello, I'm going to New York with you. You know, Bucky Harris, the Yanks manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team.
Look, Abbott, if you're the coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but you know, strange as it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother Daffy?
Daffy Dean.
I'm their French cousin.
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean, oh, I see. Well, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach, too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Oh, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing
who
first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that gets the
money. That's it.
Who gets the money on
first? He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name to the
who?
Contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
that's
name?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base.
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Guy's name on first
no,
base.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, let's begin.
Now, how did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again. Yeah, will you stay on third base
right.
And don't go off it?
All right, what do you want to know?
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
Oh, what is on second?
You don't want who on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base? You got outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not. Stay out of the infield. I want to know what's the guy's name in left field.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
He's center field.
All these players as well as
look, I look, look. You got a pitcher on the team?
Sure.
The pitcher's name?
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you,
then
man.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm, you say. Who's on first? I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
Got a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitcher.
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the team. You know, I'm a catcher, too.
So they tell me.
I get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now, the heavy hitter bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Just to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Look, if I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So So I pick up the ball and I throw it to Natural.
No, you don't. You throw the ball in a hole.
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I said.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to Naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
Listen, you asked me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now you asked me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's
same
it.
As you.
Don't change him around.
Same as you.
Go ahead. Now get it over.
I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to be caught. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I'm an idiot. Come on.
On national radio, before a live audience, and nobody fumbled or stumbled during a flawless routine. They were asking that question back in 1941, and still were wondering the same thing 77 years later, with both the New York Metropolitans and the New York Yankees. And all anybody had to do was get in touch, if not then, but get in touch with at least now one individual who would give us, now, all of us, the answer to the question that involves both the New York Metropolitans and the New York Yankees, who is on first. And you know who I'm talking about, don't you? He came from no country for old men. He came to America to escape the oppression of soccer. He came UL listed, batteries not included. He became famous when FDR once said of him, "The only thing we have to fear is Fearless himself." And to this day, as you know, he lives off FDR Drive on the corner of Happy and Healthy. The New York Yankees have Greg Bird and Luke Voit. Greg Bird, ooh, look at that beautiful swing. Injury prone. The lefty in a sea of right-handed hitters. Luke Voit from the St. Louis farm system. Traded for Shreve and Gallegos. 330, 14 home runs the final 2 months of the season. And so, we're asking, for you know who is on first? And so, for Greg Bird, that's a loss.
The Fearless Forecaster.
The New York Metropolitans have Dominic Smith and Pete, do not call me Peter, Alonso. Dominic Smith now has the alarm clock. Gets up in time. Got in shape by laying off full time, all the time, fried foods. Now swinging a solid bat. Peter, or wait just a moment, don't you dare with that. Pete Alonso, 23 years of age, hits a ball very hard. Sometimes uses a glove at first base, has hit everywhere he has played. For the New York Metropolitans, their number one prospect. And so, who's on first? For Dominic Smith, that's a loss.
The Fearless Forecaster.
As spoken, he's never been wrong. You know this. At 5:14 this afternoon, and I'm sure many of you were listening, Mike, back after this, Francesa, Hall of Famer, Pope of the West Village. He was addressing his unwashed masses from below, from the balcony. And at 5:14, he was asking about the New York football Giants. And plain and simple, he wanted to know, and all of us have wanted to know all week long, it has been the number one question more than who they may pick up in free agency, where are they going to go with the draft, the number one question regarding the New York Football Giants all week long has been what Mike was asking at 5:14. What is their plan? He mentioned how they had lost their way, this proud, this fabled New York football franchise, the aging quarterback, the change over the years in coaching, the losing seasons, the general manager. What is their plan? That's what he wanted to know at exactly 5:14 this afternoon. But it really has been the question all of us have been talking about, wondering about, guessing about all week long. It's been the operative question on this radio station for 4 full days. And again, what is their plan with free agency, with the draft, with the quarterback? What's their plan has been the question of the week. And we think we finally have an answer. All week long, and more so since Gettleman exiled Collins for nothing in return, we've all been asking, all been wondering, what is the plan of the New York Football Giants? We think we can come up with an answer. We think we have figured it out. We think there's a method to the madness of Gettleman. We think we know his plan.
They've come from the bowels of hell, a transformed race of walking dead.
You can't worry about the future because now someone else is going to say, well, in 2 years, there are a couple of college quarterbacks coming out that are really amazing. You know, who knows?
We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives.
Zombies guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth.
The more competition you can create, the better your team will be.
Plan 9 from outer space.
As long as they can think, we'll have our problems.
You're sitting there and you've got a good player at a position and a young kid comes up at that spot staring you in the face. You can't be afraid to draft him just because you already got one.
You know, it's an interesting thing when you consider the Earth people who can think are so frightened by those who cannot.
Starring the most nightmarish cast ever.
The narrative is so negative that when you take that position, most people struggle getting off that spot.
No!
You know, it's no mystery. Eli's closer to 40 than he is 20. I mean, that's no mystery.
No! You know, I love playing football. I like this team. I like my teammates and the coaches we have.
Stop him, you fool!
What earthly power can stop this terror?
At the end of the day, we saw what Eli was capable of once we gave him help.
This is the most fantastic story I've ever heard.
One of the things that I focus on and my staff and we talk about all the time is instincts.
You see? You see? Your stupid minds! Stupid! Stupid!
Instincts and play smarts allow you to play bigger, stronger, faster. That's a fact of life.
You have seen this incident based on sworn testimony. Can you prove that it didn't happen?
I'll say this. It's a repeat of what I said at my postseason presser, so understand that, and that's all I need to say about that.
See this blast of screen suspense, for it could be happening right now.
Okay, so we have figured out his plan is at the moment, at this very moment, somewhere from outer space, and he has to get back down to Earth, and the Giants have to find their way. This is from regarding the NFL before we take a break, and there is, of course, some sad news. You've already heard about that regarding Tom Seaver. So we shall address how the New York Mets as an organization have been addressing since the news broke late this afternoon regarding Tom Seaver with the dementia that he has been diagnosed with. So certainly at this point in time, I mean, any of us, all of us extend, I mean, heartfelt feelings and that he should cope and deal with this as best he can, he and his family. So we wish him from the bottom of the proverbial heart all the best, of course. Before we take a break, let me get this in, and then we'll get to your telephone calls about everything going on. The Broncos and the Redskins have agreed to terms on a trade to send quarterback Case Keenum to Washington for draft picks and with an adjusted contract, sources say. So the Broncos are going to get Washington's number 6, and Washington will get a 7th.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.